We are joined right now by a senior NBA writer at Bleacher Report. He is host of the Full 48 podcast. And again, a very good friend of the program. He is Howard Beck. Howard, I really appreciate you coming back. How are you?
Doing okay, Romy. How are you? Strange days.
Strange days, Howard. I'm good, too. You've been around the league for a long, long time. I have never seen anything, Howard, quite like the last 24 hours. So what kind of thoughts and emotions have you had over the past night and day?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even obviously just what we've seen in the NBA or in sports. It's like in the world, like you, in our lifetimes, Jim, you and I have never seen anything like this, period. It's dizzying. And yesterday in particular, I saw somebody tweet out like the list of everything that happened over about a 5-hour span yesterday.
Right.
Cancellations. And then the Warriors are going to play with no fans. And then it's all the way through Rudy Gobert. And then a Kings Pelicans game that was supposed to go off and then got canceled. Like, I don't know why they didn't just cancel it in the first place. We're all just going minute to minute here, including the league, including the NBA, including everyone in sports. And so never seen anything like it. Still dizzy over all of it, still trying to grasp, you know, where we are, where this is headed. There are way more questions than answers right now where it regards the NBA and what comes next. The Board of Governors were supposed to meet by conference call starting at about 12:30. That's been postponed a couple hours. I guess they're still just trying to, gather all the information and get everybody, you know, coordinated. I don't know where that meeting is going to lead us. That is my biggest curiosity right now. What will the 30 owners or 30 team representatives and league officials decide today about the path forward? Can they even set a path forward? Or is this all just living day to day and trying to map out how to handle it once this crisis has subsided? And this is a crisis that, of course, goes way beyond the NBA. And so, you know, they can make all the plans they want for how they might resume in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It may all be irrelevant because the greater issue is still this still spreading pandemic that we can't possibly anticipate where it will be in 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. So I do not envy any of these folks who are trying to figure out how to operate in a time like this. But maybe we'll get some answers by the end of the day about at least what the NBA thinks it might be able to do.
Well said. Howard Beck is a senior NBA writer at Bleacher Report, host of the Full 48 podcast. So, Howard, if we were to backtrack for just one moment, I'm going to follow up on what you said momentarily. But if we were to go back to the start of the Utah OKC game last night, a member of the Thunder medical staff reportedly rushed to the court, spoke to the officials, who spoke to the head coaches, and then the players left the court. And then a few minutes later, we get the news that Rudy Gobert had tested positive for coronavirus. What was your reaction when that happened?
You know, I was watching this unfold initially on Twitter, like a lot of people, and from home here in New York. And then when that news dropped, it was one of these things where it was like stunning, but not surprising. Stunning because, oh my God, here we are. We're at this moment. It's happened. Everything, this is going to set off a whole chain of events, and you know exactly where that was going to lead. So stunning but not surprising because this seemed inevitable, Jim. The NBA was still playing games. They were still playing games in packed arenas. People were, you know, treating this in a variety of ways, right? Some people very cautiously, conservatively, others maybe more cavalierly. And, of course, there have been reports already and, you know, video of Rudy Gobert being a bit cavalier about this. And this is not to demonize him, but it is a lesson to everyone that when public health officials and scientists and medical professionals are telling you this is serious, these are the steps you should take, this is how careful you should be, people should heed that. And if anybody is telling you otherwise, and I'm not going to go down the political tangent here, but if anyone's telling you otherwise, don't listen to those people. Listen to the experts. Follow their advice. We all probably have been too cavalier about this. I was at the MIT Sloan Conference in Boston last weekend, a conference of analytics experts, people who are some of the smartest people about probabilities and risk and statistics that you can find. And we were all sitting there in a convention center in Boston as if things were normal, and things were not. And maybe we shouldn't have been there, and maybe the conference shouldn't have gone on. We are all still, as a society, of course, trying to grapple with this. But Last night, it was inevitable. As long as the NBA was acting as if things were business as usual.
We're talking to Howard Beck. You and I are on the exact same page on this, Howard. Now, is there any doubt in your mind? I'll just pose the question. I already know the answer. Is there any doubt in your mind that the league made the right decision by suspending the season?
They had no choice.
Right.
This is not even like a what do we do now? It's no, you have to shut it down. Because speaking of the statistics and probabilities and just the risk factors, somebody had told me this like earlier in the week before this came about, they basically said if one player tests positive, it's going to end up shutting down the league because that one player means you now have to quarantine that team. And now you have to see who did they play recently. And now you're going to have to quarantine that team. And then who did that team? Because this is all, you know, it's a chain of events. It's a chain of contact here. And then you have to consider the referees. And referee crews change game to game. So if you refereed a game with Rudy Gobert and now you are at risk and you didn't know you were, and two nights later you're refereeing with two other refs, and now you're potentially infecting them and then they're going off. Like it just... This is how the virus transmits. This is why it has spread so quickly around the world and why we're still just at the tip of the iceberg here in the U.S. And so, no, like, there was no choice. Once a single player tested positive, the NBA was going to have to shut down indefinitely, and so that's where we are.
We're talking to Howard Beck, and Howard, I've seen you write about this and written about it really well, that in a league of 30 teams spread across the country, there are not that many degrees of separation, and it does overlap quickly. Let me ask you this. Given that there are a limited number of tests available, and both Gobert and Mitchell have tested positive, is that a sign that they're the first players in the league with the virus, or is that a sign that they're the first to test positive?
Great question. It's probably a sign that they're simply the first to test positive. There are 450 range. You know, 450 is the maximum number of players there could be at any given time in the league. How many of them have been tested? How many of them could still be carrying it that we don't know of yet? I would just guess, based on the probabilities, that, yeah, there's probably a few others. There almost have to be, right? How many of them are getting tested now? The league clearly has some resources in this regard and some pull because, you know, teams are getting tested. And obviously we know that this is a story in the country right now, that there have not been enough tests available in general. I don't know anything beyond that or how many tests the NBA has access to or how many people have been tested. And not just the players too, by the way. You start with the 440 or something players, but then, you know, coaches and trainers and equipment managers and everybody who's come in contact with them all have to be cautious. The real answer is everybody, and I know this is going on, teams are self-quarantining based solely on serial contact right now. And no, they're not all getting tested. They just know that I was in an arena with this team at this time, and we now know, you know, there's enough, you know, chain of events here or enough serial contact that the smart thing to do, or at least the prudent thing to do, is to simply self-quarantine. And so I know that there are teams that are already doing that.
We're talking to Howard Beck. Howard, do you feel like, does it seem to you that it's a suspended season, or does it feel like it's going to be a canceled season?
Yeah, among the many, many questions that there is no obvious answer to, and we can only guess. And because, again, this is out of the NBA's hands now, I think, you know, let's make an assumption that whenever this thing spikes, wherever the peak point of coronavirus spread is, let's say it happens in the next couple of weeks and then there's a decline, assuming that that happens. If this thing is under control a month from now, could you resume the season then, skip straight to the playoffs, which I think is the most logical thing, like trying to recoup all these lost games doesn't make sense. Freeze the standings where they are last night, play the playoffs based on those standings, because the playoffs would begin about a month from now anyway. Maybe things are in an okay place a month from now. And if so, then you start up with the playoffs and you pick up where you left off in terms of just the league calendar, and you don't disrupt anything else. This idea that Mark Cuban floated of playing into August, I think, has a number of problems with it. And I would guess that that's not what's going to happen, but we'll see what the league ultimately decides. But everything... all of these scenarios, all these possible ways they could handle this, they're all dependent upon whether or not we as a country and the rest of the world, but especially in this country, can get this thing under control first so that it's actually safe to have mass gatherings again and to have travel again at the extent that the NBA does.
Howard Beck is joining us for a few more moments. So, Howard, if you were to go back to early October when there was the controversy over human rights in China, the passing of David Stern, the death of Kobe, Gianna, their teammates and families in that helicopter crash, now the suspension of the season, it has been a six-month stretch unlike any other. What do you make of how Adam Silver has handled all of this?
Oh, man. China was its own difficult mess, and I think that was a mixed bag for the league at that moment, and the way Adam Silver handled it. I don't want to get further into that one because it's too complex. You know, the deaths of Kobe Bryant and David Stern. You know, there's only a human reaction there. There's nothing else to judge based on that. And then this, you know, the league is in uncharted territory. We all are. And, you know, it's been an incredibly difficult year for the NBA, or difficult season for all those events. This one, I don't know how we're going to view it weeks from now, months from now, and you know, the best assessment of history and judgments made in the moment is to wait until later. But at the moment, it does feel like maybe the NBA was too slow to move. I will say that right now. It feels to me like at least emptying out arenas and playing without fans maybe is something that they could have, a decision they could have reached before we got to this point. And maybe it wouldn't have mattered because maybe Rudy Gobert was still going to end up getting the virus and they still would have ended up shutting down. But how many people have been, you know, potentially exposed in the meantime, and all the untold fans who might have been infected and going to games and potentially exposing people around them. But again, it's not just the NBA. It's all the other sports leagues. It's concert promoters. It's everybody who was staging any kind of mass event for the last couple of weeks. And again, you know, if we had better leadership in this country, then maybe people would have been more guarded and cautious about the way we were going to proceed. Instead, we had too many influential voices saying this is not a big deal, when in fact it's a very big deal.
It's a very big deal. Senior NBA writer at Bleacher Report, host of the Full 48 podcast, Howard Beck, making himself available once again here in the jungle. Howard, extremely well done. I really appreciate you and your thoughts, and thanks so much for helping to elevate this conversation.
Appreciate you, Romy. Be well.
You too, Howard. Thanks so much. Howard Beck on the program. All right, some more food for thought.